innovative Rambam. So the Rambam writes, Kishem she'atzibor misana mal tzarasan, kach hayochid misana al tzarasan. So the din of Tainus is a divrei sofrim, right? We remember the Lecha Mishnah from last week, that maybe it is really true that the Rambam thought that there was a Tainus on Shabbos, because kol zman she'yesh trua, even if it's just a trua b'peh, that by definition means and implicates a tainus. So the Rambam uses the kishem and kach, that's a very powerful formulation. So even though the pasuk in the Chumash that the Rambam built his whole gestalt off of was b'lashon rabim, v'chisavo melchama b'yartzechem al atzara atzarer eschem v'ari osem b'chatzotzos v'nizkartem t'ne Hashem elkechem v'rishatem b'yveichem l'ashon rabim 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 tzaras harabim, right? And the Rambam spoke so extensively of the tzaras hatzibur. All that being said, the Rambam says, "Kishem and kach hayochin misan al tzaraso ketzat shereha yilo chola o toa bamidbar o aser bevesa asurin." We can't go any further. Akiva, tell me what's the common denominator here? The chola, the toa bamidbar, the aser bevesa asurin.
I have a toda.
Right. So the only question you have is where is the yarde hayam, right? So I'll tell you a theory I have about that in a second. So Yeshal Disano Salav, Levakesh Rachamim Mitzvilaso. So there you go, that's the Doraisa. Levakesh Rachamim Mitzvilaso. Right? That's Lizokularia. The Omer Anenu Bechal Tulashem Ispalo. Velo Yisana Beshabasos, Lobe Momados, Lobe Rashi Chadashem, Lobe Chanak Ove Purim. In this case, of the Yachid. So the Magid Mishnah said something that gained enormous traction. Truth is, the Bach picked up on it as well, in the interest of time, since we ran over in the Halacha Shir, but we don't have to read the Bach inside. But I'll just say, the Magid Mishnah says, Milashan Rabbeinu Nirashu Savor, Shayochid Chayav Lehisanu Sal Tzaraso, Kishem Shasibur Chayav Lehisanu Sal Tzarasan, V'davar Nachon Hu, Afal Pishayin Lo Hechreichim Na Gemara, Sheyesh lefarish kol mashis gibi gemara betainis yachad shuk shekibel all of midai till you decide to do it. Lo shem bechuyav lisanos aval dvarim nirim heim shekevan shetainis umidarche atshuva veachenia kol yachid v'yachid mechuyav lechapis v'drachaveis tzaraso v'lashuv el Hashem. The Magid Mishnah is astonishing for two reasons. First of all, he says, in terms of the sourcing of this Rambam, it is absolutely clear that the Rambam was saying a chiddush you don't have in the Gemara. That there is no proof whatsoever from the Gemara that there is such a chiyuv. Number one. Number two, he says, v'af al pichein, the Rambam is correct. That it's not merely amida tova, and it's a chiyuv. The Rambam is correct. Normally somebody would point out, it's not in the Gemara. There's no makar for this. It can't be that somebody came along in the 12th century, kvodo bimkomo munach, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, to tell us that there's a new mitzvah in the Torah. He says the Rambam is absolutely correct. And the Magid Mishnah says, you know how I know the Rambam is correct? Because the Rambam's entire theory of Tanios, as we discussed at length in our Hakdama, is that it's Midarchei Atshuva. And how could it be that a person is suffering, is undergoing trials and tribulations, and there's no Chiyav Lefash Vesh V'maisav? V'lashuv El Hashem. How could it be that there's no personal obligation to do so? How could it be that a person could choose to say, okay, davar zo nikro nikreis, exactly the achzarius that the Rambam spoke about in terms of the tzibur? You think a person is allowed to do such a thing? Can't be. So the Magid Mishnah says it's muchrach misvara that the Rambam is correct. L'shitaso. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting. This idea of the optional tshuva, right, was a doctrine that was entertained by the Minchas Chinuch about the Rambam's general theory of tshuva, right? Kisha yase tshuva chayav lizvados. So the Rav attacked this Minchas Chinuch, many, 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 many times over, right? And said, in the contrary, that it's a given that a person must do tshuva. So kisha yasa tshuva, as a given, chayav lisvados. The Minchas Chinuch said the other way. He said, no, kshayasa tshuva, the person would elect to do tshuva. We're not going to make you save yourself. You have the Democrats versus the Republicans. The Republicans say, you don't want to do tshuva? We're not going to force you to do tshuva? You don't want to wear the mask? So okay, you don't have to wear the mask. We're not going to force you to wear the... If you should wear the mask, you should put it over your face and your nose, because otherwise it's not doing anything. Okay? So that's the machokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rav, how to understand the Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah says with such conviction, it's impossible that the Torah would not mandate that a person try to save themselves spiritually. It's such a powerful line in the Magen Mishnah. He says that the Rambam is totally sourceless, except that it's muchrach misvara that the Torah has to demand such a thing. So it's Shem Shat Sibor, Misana Bitzarasan Kacha Yachid, Misana Bitzaraso, right? And he has to be Mavakesh Racham, Bitzfilaso. So that is the Kishem and the Kach. The Kishem and Kach is a way of, I think Barinholtz put it into the chat. He says, why doesn't he say Chayav? He does say Chayav. He says Kishem. Kishem and Kach. So Kishem and Kach means just as the Tzibur has to do it, so too the Yachid has to do it. It doesn't mean and also, it means in the same halachic fashion. So the Tzibor was mechuyav, and the Rambam said the strongest possible language that it's a terrible achzarius if you don't. So the Yachid, the same svara applies. So as the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah got a lot of attention. The Bach picked up on the Magid Mishnah, and it was nifsak lehalach in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam carried the day on this issue, even though everybody knew it, that it wasn't based in the Gemara. So you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says kishem she Tzibor misanin. Umispalalim, he just adds in that word to make sure that, you know, you don't lose out. Al tarasam kach kol yachir misanu mispalal taraso keitzar hayil chola utobet midbar chavish veisasurim yesh lo lisanu svakish rachatani so v'lo yisanu v'shabes moed v'chanuk v'purim v'rosh chodesh. So that is a full siman in Shulchan Aruch right there. So the Aruch HaShulchan reiterates lo nizbar b'shas b'shumakom rakad Rambam misvar de nafshei ka'amar. This was a chiddush nifla that the Rambam said. The kevan de zeu vaday shekol yachid mechuyav lispal al tzaraso kedechsev b'mizbar darba tzrichin lehodos vayizakol Hashem b'tzar lahem u'meil mechuyav lisanos to the vitzel tzara tzarech tainis kedemuchach metainis chalom. And he says that maybe there's even a remez to that to Re'evim gan tzmeim. Find whatever it is. And then he says the following: v'lo yadati lama luchishev haRambam gam yardei hayam. Really interesting. He says, you know, the Rambam was very clearly building this off of the people who were in such sakanos that the Yechi of Daraisa and the Karban Toda, and again, we don't have the Karban Toda anymore, but the Verchas HaGomel is called the Tikkun Rabbanan that we discussed in during the regular Zman. V'ulai the Zelman Hagoshel Olam, Uritzono Osachain, Lo Shayach Tainis Alza. So he says a really interesting idea. The Aruch HaShulchan is that maybe Yardei Hayam is like normal, because people do go on business trips, even though there's a certain amount of sakana involved. Ilan, how do you know a person is allowed to adopt a certain level of sakana? You can't go onto the Titanic, but a person is allowed to, you know, take a certain amount of sakana when it comes to earning a parnasa. This tshuva has gotten a lot of traction lately, because it is a heter for people to go to work, even if they're not doing other things.
I think it's about Dashu Be'Rabim, but...
Dashu Be'Rabim, the question is Dashu Be'Rabim. Does that really apply during a pandemic? There are some people who think it does. I am not sure. All the examples in the Gemara, there are two examples in the Gemara of Dashu Be'Rabim. It sounds like it is a Sakana Sayachad issue. One of them is the Gemara Niva Musan Ayin Beis, a Yom HaDeshusa, Yom HaDeEva, and Bris Mila. And then there's Hakazas Hadam on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. Neither of them deal with the question of Parnasa, but some people will agree with you, Ilan. It is a matter being currently debated. But there is a Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda has a tshuva on the question of Jews being hunters. So he says the Davar Maguna, he doesn't think a person should do it. Matar Bali Chayim issues. But he says, then he asks a fundamental question, but how are you allowed to earn your parnasa by going into the midbaros and the yaros, and you could be attacked, you know, by wild animals, you know? And who's to say that you're not going to become the prey? Who's the predator and who's the prey? So he says, based on the pasuk, ve'elav hunose es nafsho. So the Torah says in Sefer Dvarim, in the context of collateral, that when you have a kli, which is essential to a worker, for him to be able to earn his living, ve'elav hunose es nafsho, he's literally going to be prepared to sacrifice his life over it. So another Yehuda thinks that on that basis, that a person is allowed to incur greater sakana, let's say for the purposes of earning a parnasa, than for the purposes of saying, I need to entertain myself. You wouldn't say that a person can be machas himself into sakana because he just has to go to a restaurant, but elav hunose es nafsho. So that's a different category. Okay, so Me'yar Dehayam, people do that. You have to, read the weather reports, and you should go on a ship that's not already sinking by the time you go into it. But assuming that you've taken the proper precautions, so Yar Dehayam, he says, that is not considered in the same category. A person who's a Toa Bamidbar, or a person who's Chavush Beveis Asurim, you're not supposed to try to get arrested. And a person obviously doesn't want to become a Chola Mesukan. So maybe the Rambam specifically left out Yor Dehayam. Very interesting theory that the Aruch HaShulchan suggests. And he says that's clearly the basis of this Rambam. And again, it's an amazing thing because the Rambam has no makor in the Gemara at all. And yet the Rambam carried the day very clearly through the Shulchan Aruch. So I want to say the following. I always believed this was true. That was the correct interpretation. That was the only way to explain why the Rambam would say, oh, by the way, three examples, I'm just going to pick a random group list of three examples, the Chola, the Chavash, Beveis HaSurim, and the Toa Bamidbar. It's obvious that the Rambam is talking about the Karban Toa. So I think if one looks at the structure of Sefer Zmanim for the Rambam, it's very clear that this is what the Rambam was driving at. What's the next set of halachos after Hilchos Taniyos?
Hilchos Chanukah Megillah.
Very good. So Hilchos Chanukah and Megillah is a strange thing, you know, like the Rambam couldn't separate it out. So, and the whole thing, that it's a very strange. The naming is also strange, right? Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah should be like Hilchos Purim v'Chanukah, or Hilchos Megillah v'Hadlakas Nevos. The Rambam couldn't figure out to like make the title line up a little bit better. So there's another conundrum, which is really, what is Hilchos Chanukah about? The entire third chapter is about this. You know, you'd think it'd be about the Nevos, whatever. So. Yeah, Ilan, go ahead.
When they came and they told us to stop doing Torah and mitzvos.
Right, he has that whole introduction about it being Shas HaShmad, and then the Rambam says, whatever, so they made these 8 days. L'shana acharis kivam yasom yam tovim behalo v'hoda. So the Rambam also makes it sound like some people think that it was only after Bayis Sheni that they instituted the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But basically, the third perek is all about Hallel. Right? That's the big conundrum in the Rambam, because the Rambam says in the Koseres of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah that there are two mitzvos mitivrei sofrim. There's Kriyas HaMegillah, and there's Hadlakas Neros, Ba'erev al Pischei Habatim. But when you get to the body of Hilchos Chanukah, then you see there's actually another mitzvah there, which is the mitzvah of Hallel. So we could spend an hour on this, but the bottom line is that the Rambam basically thinks that what the Gemara said, Kivam Vasom Yamim Tovim B'Hallel V'Hoda, means that there's two dinim of Hallel. There's Halal, which is a product of Kedushas Hayom, Shmona Asar Yamim Sheyachad Gomer Behenetz Halal, and then there's such a thing called the Yom Halal. And the Yom Halal is defined by its bookending on the one hand, in the evenings, by Neiros Chanukah, the nonverbal halal of the Hodah, like it says in the Masechta Sofrim, says Neiros Halalu, why do we light these candles? Kedei lahodos lahalal l'shem chagadol. And in the morning, what do? We say a full halal. And that's the only way to understand the Gemara Nerchan. The Gemara Nerchan says there are three things that you have to have to say a halal. Clearly, it's not the regular din of halal. That's what the Gemara means, and it says Mishum Nisa. Mishum Nisa means they created something called the Yom Halal. So basically, the Rambam knew what the title was. Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah is actually integrated in these four chapters because it's all about Halal. It's not Hilchos Purim. It's Hilchos Megillah. So what right do I have to say that Hilchos Megillah is just another way of saying Hilchos Halal? Because there's a whole discussion about Halal on Purim. Yeah, right. So the Rambam Paskin's like the Deya that says, Kriyasa Zohilula. Right? He says, there are three Deyas in the Gemara. Maybe we don't say it, because Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anon. I happen to like that Deya very much. And then the other is, maybe it's a Neisha B'chutz La'aretz. The Rambam doesn't Paskin that. So the Rambam says, basically, Megillah is a form of Halal. So the Rambam, it wasn't a misnomer. It's Hilchos Halal. Hilchos Megillah, Kriyasa Zohilula. And then Chanukah is a Yom Halal. The Rambam also knew how to count. So it wasn't that there was two different mitzvahs of Chanukah. There's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim achas. So in the Koseres, he focuses on Hadlakas Haneros. But the Halal is just, they're part of the same matbeya. Okay. So I thought that was really the pshat in Sefer Zmanim. That what the Rambam is doing is he's setting up the very end of Sefer Zmanim, a certain continuum. First you have Hilchos Taniyos, that when there's a tzara that comes on the tzibor, so there's a reaction which is required, a liturgical reaction which is required, called Lizoku Lahariya. And we haven't gotten there yet, but the Zaakos, there's a specific text that you're supposed to say. Let's call it Anenu for our purposes for now. Okay? People have to cry out. And then, oh, by the way, on days of Yeshua, the Shana Acheres, Kivam Vasam, Yamim Tovim, Bahalo Vehoda, so there's a chiyuv to say Halo. So, what happened with Sefer Zmanim is it starts off with things like that are very fixed, they're objective, Kiddushas Hazman, Shabbos, Shvisas Asar, Yom Tov, Chametz U'Matz. The Rambam goes through all the things that we would call Shabbos and the Yamim Tovim. And then there are circumstantial things. So Hilchos Taniyos basically is Al Kol Tzara Shelo Savo LaTzibur, and Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah are historical days, they're kind of like a paradigm, of when Yeshua's come. So if I were, right, like, you know, we just have to try to understand what the Rambam said. But like you can now, you begin to glimpse a little bit. If I were the Rambam, right, and like I had the bandwidth, the intellectual bandwidth, to try to recapitulate all of Torah Shebaal Peh and reorganize in a sensible way, so that's what I would have done. Now that I see that he did it, right, so I would have said, okay, so there is such a thing called zmanim. So let me start by explaining the zmanim that are fixed. So let's say Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu created that Kedusha. It doesn't go anywhere. Okay? So the Shabbos and Erevin are basically one set of halachos. Right? And then, since the Kedusha of Shabbos, Kedusha of Yom Kippur, Shabbat, Shabbos, Son, basically, so he puts Shvisa Sasar next. Then he says, and then there are things that are like sort of fixed Kedusha, but they're not super fixed because they require us, right? So like a Chodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chadashim. So that's all the Hilchos Yom Tov and everything that follows in that in terms of Chametz U'Matzah. Shofar Sukkah and Lulav and Shkalim and all these things that are basically Talay and Kiddush HaChodesh, right? So they're fixed in a different sense. They do require us to do the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And then finally, you have things that are idiosyncratic in a certain sense. If there happens to be a Sara, they're contingent, right? So if there's a Tzara, so then Hilchos Tanius. If there's a Yeshua, so Hilchos Halal, right? Like, Ilan, what does the Gemara Pesachim and Kuf Yud Zayin say? Like, what's halal about anyway? So, where did halal come from? V'neviim shebehem tiknu halal kol tzara shelo savala tibor, that when we were saved, that we would have halal. So it makes, it's a very logical way of organizing a book about special times. These are the times that always exist. These are the times that basically always exist. And then these are the times that could exist, depending. That's what Sefer is, that's the structure of Sefer's man. Akiva, go ahead.
Just in terms of the Rambam's use of Kishim and Kaf,
yeah.
Hashgafically, I feel like we struggle more.